Here are two things you don't often hear mentioned in the same sentence: Twitter and nuclear weapons. But Rose Gottmuller is doing just that. She is acting Undersecretary of State for Arms Control, and she's embarked on a campaign to discover how social media can give new meaning to those words, arms control. NPR's Mike Schuster has our story.
Rose Gottmuller is an avid user of Twitter, and it's got her wondering how Twitter and other methods of crowdsourcing a problem can help her in her work.
Can it help us to understand what's going on with a nuclear facility in a certain country, for example, or what's going on with the production of chemicals at a chemical plant?
Or, and this is a topic that couldn't be more sensitive, the number and status of deployed nuclear warheads. Gottmuller was the chief American negotiator on the New START treaty with Russia, and now, a year into its implementation, she's thinking about the next items on the arms control agenda.
As we look to the future of nuclear arms reduction, for example, we're concerned about going after smaller objects like warheads and monitoring warheads. How can we be helped by the kind of information that's readily available throughout the cybersphere?
In a speech recently in Seattle, Gottmuller appealed to garage tinkerers, technologists, and gadget entrepreneurs for help. The idea, she said, is to elevate the power of citizens who are concerned about nuclear weapons through monitoring projects that could augment standard methods of verifying a country's nuclear declarations. Broadly speaking, some projects that would fit this description are already underway. The Satellite Sentinel project is connected to Harvard University and funded by, among others, George Clooney. It's using civilian satellites to watch what's happening on the very violent border between Sudan and South Sudan and in Darfur. The Institute for Science and International Security has been posting satellite photos of nuclear sites in Iran for several years, monitoring the development of important facilities, says Joe Cerencioni, president of the Plowshares Fund.
What used to be the sole tool of great states can now be purchased by an NGO.
But civilian and non-governmental organizations are only beginning to appreciate the potential of these technologies, says Cerencioni, who is also a Twitter enthusiast.
You can imagine how you could take that kind of transparency and verification technologies that satellites give you, marry it up to the networking capabilities that Facebook, Twitter, and the web give you, and you could really start to imagine a verification machine that would make it very difficult for any state to hide a significant nuclear capability.
These technologies have important repercussions for the relationship between the state and the public. In Gottmuller's view, the emergence of citizen-led efforts in this realm should be able to increase trust between civilians and the state.
We think that this is a realm where governments can actually partner with their citizens in order to make the case that they are fully living up to their arms control obligations.
But not all nations, and not even all American diplomats, are as enthusiastic. It has not been easy, Gottmuller says, to convince everyone at the State Department. In essence, it requires U.S. policymakers to accept that they will have to be much more transparent themselves.
States still want to rely on secrecy. It's just harder to do.
George Perkovich, a nuclear policy expert at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, he believes that Gottmuller's idea makes it harder for states to rely on secrecy and harder to cheat on their obligations.
Because the idea that somebody in their complex, somebody in the know, could actually blow the whistle can be a deterrent.
But there are dangers as well. The use of Twitter and Facebook has already raised concerns in many national police and intelligence services around the world. This kind of activity can still be viewed as espionage.
If people try to organize groups along this basis, I would think those states could say that that's a violation of the state's monopoly on this function and could say it's an act of treason or espionage, and people may be putting their lives at risk.
The WikiLeaks disclosures raise directly the question of what's a secret and what's public information. And as a result, says Joe Cerencioni, the gap between them narrowed even further.
States still have very deep, dark secrets that they guard jealously. It's just that it's harder and harder to do that. And when they break instantaneously and globally.
But think of it. One of those garage tinkerers might someday devise an app that turns your iPhone into a Geiger counter. You can already keep track of government radiation sensors with an iPhone, but this could give citizens the ability to detect and track radiation on their own, perhaps from hidden loose nuclear material or from an accident at a nuclear power plant. You might call it crowdsourcing the atom. Mike Schuster, NPR News.